Good morning. Here are your local news headlines for Monday, the 24th of July. GlaxoSmithKline's factory in Barnard Castle is set to receive £39 million share of £140 million investment at the same time that the future of its Cumbria plant is to be put at risk. The pharmaceutical giant revealed it will sell off its famous Horlicks brand, close its Slough plant, slash 320 jobs, and backtrack on plans to invest £350 million in a biofarm facility in Ulverston in Cumbria. The £39 million investment in its County Durham site will be spent on new technology and equipment used to manufacture HIV and respiratory drugs. New parents in County Durham can get tips and advice on bringing up baby via their mobile phones thanks to a free app. Baby Buddy features daily facts, videos and useful information aimed specifically at the individual user. Durham County Council has commissioned national charity Best Beginnings, which developed the app, to work with local and regional health professionals to promote it within the county. It is hoped the use of the app will improve breastfeeding rates and increase the number of parents who attend anti- and postnatal medical appointments. Thousands of people turned out to enjoy the 23rd Bikewise event at Durham Police Headquarters at Akeley Heads this weekend. Among the stars of the show were the Royal Signals motorcycle display team, the White Helmets, who wowed the crowds with some of their final performances before being disbanded later in the summer. Darlington-based stunt rider Dave Coates showed off his spectacular skills on both two and four wheels, while the Isle of Man TT legend John McGuinness signed autographs and chatted to fans. The wet weather failed to dampen spirits as mountain bike display team 360 enthralled audiences with their technical ability, and Dick Shepherd showcased his collection of vintage Triumph motorcycles. Northeast rock band Chimera provided musical entertainment, and there were also displays from the police dog section, police helicopter, and the Great North Air Ambulance. They are your local news headlines.